Blog Talk Radio.
Come on, everybody, get your feet happy. Let's go. Come on.
I'm Everybody, to Hour of Power and Praise with no other than the one and only, amen, Dr. Carolyn McNeil. Today, this afternoon, praise God, we know that He is the God of miracles. He is the God all wonderful. Come on, all powerful. You got to say bye-bye to some things, y'all. Bye-bye to sorrow. Bye-bye to fear. Come on, hallelujah. The Lord is in this place today. Amen. And I bless God for that song. I love that song. Amen. Glory to God. Bye-bye. Hallelujah. We know that we are in a good season, so we're telling everything goodbye. Praise God. I have my fingers up. Praise God. Bye-bye. Bye-bye to all my pain, all my sorrows, all my heartaches, all my disappointments, getting rid of all that stuff. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, for who He is and how He manifests in our lives. Praise God. I thank God for you, you, and you. Thank you for allowing me to come into your homes today. Praise God. We know this is Wednesday afternoon. Amen. This is we're coming out of our comfortability. How about that? Praise God. Hallelujah. Sometimes we get so comfortable, y'all. We got to come out of our comfort zone. So God is truly pulling me out of my comfort zone on today, this afternoon. Amen. Praise God. So I thank God for you, you, and you. But today I'm going to pray and I'm going to give you what the Lord has given me on yesterday, just walking around and talking to the Lord, and He just gave me a powerful word for the people of God. How about that? Let me pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, I come and I bless your holy name because you are God all by yourself, Father. We say thank you, God, on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus. God, as we come, God, today, Lord God, high, yes, Holy Spirit, we ask, Father God, that you would touch right now from the crown of our head, God, to the very soles of our feet, Father God, in the name of Jesus. God, I pray, God, that you would let your blood prevail, God, against anything that's not like you, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And Father, we just want to say thank you, Lord God, for your grace, your mercy, God, and thank you, Lord God, hallelujah, that we are amongst the living again, Father God, in the name of Jesus. God, we don't take nothing for granted, Father God, so we thank you, God, today. I thank you, Lord, for grace and mercy, Father God. Yes, Holy Spirit. And I ask, Father God, that you will move by your Holy Spirit, God, on this line. God, today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, that you would do miraculous miracles, God, that you would touch, that you would heal, that you would deliver, God, that you would give answers, Father God, in the name of Jesus. God, as I move myself out the way, Father God, in the name of Jesus, and allow the Holy Spirit to take his place in my life, Father God, I ask that you speak to thy people, Father God, in the name of Jesus. God, give me wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, Father God, that only you can give, God. And I say thank you, Father, for all things great and small today. In Jesus' name I pray with thanksgiving in my heart and my soul, says amen. Hallelujah. Come on, let's give God the praise and let's give God the honor. Let's give God all his due today because he's worthy of all the praises. He's worthy of all the honor and all the glory. Hallelujah. So I thank and praise God today, hallelujah, for who he is. Today I want to start off with our scripture for today. And I'm going to start off with Matthew. Matthew, the 18th chapter, says 19 and 20. And I'm going to read the NIV so we can understand what God is saying to us today. It says, again, truly, excuse me 1 second. Okay, let's do this again. Again, truly, I tell you that if two of you on earth agree about anything they ask for, it will be done for them by my Father in heaven. For where two or three gather in my name, there am I with them. So here, excuse me 1 second. Lord have mercy. Y'all, excuse me. It seems like when I get to this desk, it seems like my voice go out and everything start happening, praise God. But I thank God, amen, for who he is. Amen. Here, I want to talk to us today about the power of agreement. The power of agreement. Have you ever considered what can be done when people come into agreement? There are several areas where there should be agreement. Agreement with ourselves. Come on, I want to talk to us today. Meaning I know who I am settled with that. Okay, I know who I am and I'm settled with it. Agreement with God. Agreement with our family and friends, our employers, come on, an agreement with our church. In this, I want to focus only on coming into agreement with God, leading to our agreement with each other. So here we got to come in agreement with God, and then we can come in agreement with each other. I want to start with a very familiar story, amen, and we're going to go to Genesis, the 11th chapter, and we want to talk about the Tower of Babel, the Tower of Babel, amen, praise God. Genesis 11, 1 through 9, it says, now the whole earth used the same language and the same words. And it came about as they journeyed east that they found a plain in the land of Shinar and settled there. And they said to one another, come, let us make bricks and burn them thoroughly. And they used the bricks for stones, and they used tar for mortar. And they said, come, let us build for ourselves a city and a tower whose top will reach into the heavens. And let us make for ourselves a name, lest we be scattered abroad over the face of the whole earth. And the Lord came down to see. Now listen to this. The Lord came down to see the city and the tower which the Son of Man had built. And the Lord said, behold, meaning, look, they are one people. Come on, somebody. One people. They are one people, and they all have the same language. And this is what they began to do. And now, nothing which they purpose to do will be impossible for them. Okay, so they all together, they all with one language, they all on one accord. So therefore, God is saying that nothing shall be impossible for them. He said, come, let us go down there and confuse their language, that they may not understand one another's speech. So the Lord scattered them abroad from there over the face of the whole earth. He scattered them. And they stopped building the city. Therefore, his name was called Babel, okay? You know how we say, they just babbling, amen, praise God. The city was called Babel because there the Lord confused the language of the whole earth. And from there, the Lord scattered them abroad over the face of the whole earth. Hallelujah, glory to God. The first example we will examine is the story of the Tower of Babel. At this time, Noah's family had repopulated the earth after everything was killed by the flood. Let's go somewhere. Amen. Let's get some background here because, hallelujah, we need to know what's happening. Amen. Praise God, because we're going to come into agreement, the power of agreement. That's what the Lord has been speaking. Amen. I've been walking around, hallelujah, glory to God, in my sleep, walking around, asking the Lord, glory to God, God, what to talk to about, you know, your word today. What do I give the people? Amen. Praise God. So here, hallelujah, glory to God, we see that Noah's family has repopulated the earth after everything was killed by the flood. All of mankind have come from Noah's family, and they all spoke the same language and could understand each other. This event, building of the Tower of Babel, happened approximately 175 years after Noah came out of the ark. Noah was still alive. He lived, amen, 350 years after existing of the ark. When this event happened, hallelujah, glory to God, and was recorded. The records open by stating that the whole earth used the same language and words. Everyone understood what the other person was saying. Come on, somebody. There was an agreement as the people continued to increase in numbers. Come on. They began to spread out, moving east. They came upon a land where they decided to settle down and make a name for themselves in their decision-making process. They decided that they would build a tower to reach heaven and would use the brick and the tar to do it. The Bible says in verse 4, it says that they wanted to build the tower to reach into heaven and let us make for ourselves a name. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. They were talking about making a name for themselves. Amen. In their decision-making process, they decided that they would build a tower to reach heaven and would use the brick and the tar to do it. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Lest we be scattered abroad over the face of the whole earth. There are a couple of key points here, hallelujah, in this verse that we need to understand. First, praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. Glory to God. Glory to God. The first point is that they had a goal. Come on. Somebody said they had a goal. They had a goal. They had a goal. When we are doing something, amen, praise God. But you got to understand, they wanted to build a name for themselves. Glory to God. Glory to God. But they had a goal. They wanted to build a tower to reach heaven, and they laid out plans, and, oh, come on, somebody, in which to do it. All of the bricklayers knew what they were supposed to do, as did the carpenters, the mortar workers, and the designers. Everyone was working together. Somebody say together. They was working together with one goal and one mind. Oh, my God, I give you glory. They were in total agreement. Come on, my God, I thank you. The next part of the verse speaks to the why. They wanted to make a name for themselves so that they would not be scattered all over the earth. What is a name? Come on, my God, I give you glory. What does a name give you? Why do you think it is important for them to establish a name for themselves? Let me answer all these questions today, praise God. Every city and town has a history. Oh, my God, I give you glory. A beginning. Every person has a birthplace and a family name. When you think about their situation, the name that they shared was the common name of their ancestor, as the ancestor Noah. Amen, praise God. So there was not much difference, amen, between them. Those that decided to build this tower desired to set themselves apart while establishing a new family connection. Establishing a name will give them a place of reference, a place to call home. For example, amen, let me just talk about my name, praise God, hallelujah, glory to God. My name is Carolyn McNeil, come on somebody, and I am from Delaware now, praise God. This tells you who I am by birth, by name, and it gives you the place to start your search on my background, my hometown. This is what it gives you, but let me tell you what it gives me. It gives me a family, not only in name, but in the physical connection, as well as a childhood hometown. It gives me a place where I had a beginning, a place to belong. This is what they were seeking, the establishment of a place where they could be known separately from the other family members. And it would also be a home for them. To accomplish this goal, they had to be in agreement, which they were. They were in agreement. Now, it starts to get an issue because God took notice of what they were doing. The Bible says in verse 5, says that God actually came down from heaven to see the city and the tower that the people were building. What was it about this tower that got God's attention? It was not the building of the tower that got God's attention, but the agreement the people were in to even start such a project. The Bible says in verse 6, and the Lord said, behold, they are one people, and they have the same language, and this is what they begin to do, and now nothing which they purpose to do will be impossible for them. What got God's attention was that the people were one, and they had started to build this tower as one unit, operating together. Look at the process here. First, the people were one, all speaking the same language. Next, because they were one, they began to imagine what they could accomplish if they all worked together. Family, they agreed on what they wanted to do, and they started doing it. Oh, come on, somebody. Hallelujah, Jesus. Based on them being in agreement and speaking the same language, God said that nothing which they purpose to do will be impossible for them. God's concern was that if he allowed this to continue, their advancement, because they were on one accord, what would be next? Oh, come on, somebody. He stated that because they were on one accord, there was nothing that they would be able to do or be able to accomplish if they decided to do it. Are you seeing where this is going yet? Praise God. The key, the first key is to accomplish anything is you must be in agreement. Somebody say, you must be in agreement. To reach any type of agreement, you must be speaking the same language. Somebody say, it's a rhythm. It is a rhythm. We got a rhythm. Oh, yeah, call it a motion. There is a rhythm. God said that because they were speaking the same language, using the same words, whatever they decided they wanted to do, they could accomplish. At the rate they were going, the potential existed for a lot of interventions, come on somebody, and inventions that came many years later to have been developed sooner, accelerating man's overall development. God decided to slow down man's intellect development by confusing the language. Oh, come on. I'm going somewhere. I hope you understand what God is saying today. Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Because they had the same language. They was doing the same thing. They had the same mind. They was on one accord. Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And God had to come down. My God, I give you glory. When God did this, all the work on the tower stopped because the people could not understand one another. Although the people knew what they were supposed to be doing, they could not coordinate their activity any longer. The bricklayer could not tell the mortar guy when to deliver more mortar. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. The carpenter could not understand, praise God, when they needed to start placing the wood. And the supervisor, oh, come on, somebody, could not tell the men when to take breaks or when to start or when to stop, praise God, the task. The architect, amen, could not tell the builder the specifics of the plan because they could no longer communicate. Everything immediately went into disarray and it stopped. Oh, my God, I give you glory. The people ended up scattering all over the world, teaming up with people who spoke the same language that they spoke and understood. I do not speak any other language outside of English. Oh, come on, somebody. And I struggle with that sometimes, praise God. Hallelujah. Ah, yes, Holy Spirit, glory to God, glory to God, hallelujah. There was no way, amen, hallelujah, glory to God, had been able to come into agreement with anyone or anything if they did not speak English. The tower was called Babel because it was there that the language was confused. And this is also the word we use when someone is talking in a voice that we cannot hear or understand. Hallelujah. You're just making a whole bunch of noise, praise God, hallelujah. How can you expect me, praise God, to come, amen, in agreement with something I don't understand, praise God, like when somebody is mumbling, praise God. In the story, we are given a clear picture of what can happen when people come into agreement, amen. When there is genuine agreement, anything is possible. Are you hearing what the Holy Spirit is saying? Ah, yes, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. When there is a genuine agreement, anything is possible. Likewise, when there is no agreement, amen, very little gets done, amen. And what God is saying to us today, praise God, he wants the people of God to begin to come into one and come into one agreement. Praise God, hallelujah, my God, I give you glory. This is a side note totally unrelated to the sermon. Consider the miracles that took place at the Tower of Babel. We know the original of all the language of the earth. They came into being at that moment. All of a sudden, the people could not speak in the same language they knew. They could no longer understand the writing that they could not understand the writing that was formerly, but they could not read. Praise God. They couldn't read. All of a sudden, they had a new language that they could read and speak as if they had been doing it all their lives. Also, all of the families, amen, praise God, hallelujah, all of the families, glory to God. See, God is not a God of confusion, amen, praise God, hallelujah. The families, the husband, the wives, and the kids spoke the same language in the house, praise God. How do we know this? Because God would not separate families and the results, amen, of family members not being able to talk to one another, praise God, hallelujah. Yes, Holy Spirit, they was able to talk to each other, amen, would you have resulted in this happening? Just a thought, amen, yes, Holy Ghost. It's a point that God wants to get over to us today. Also consider this: one day of the Pentecost, God delivered his message to all of the language, bringing back together those that were scattered, came in full circle on the day of Pentecost. We all know the day of Pentecost. They was all on one accord in one place, amen, and the fire of God set upon their head, and they began to speak a language, amen, praise God, and they started to understand one another, amen, praise God, hallelujah, glory to God. When two come in agreement, somebody shout right there, when two come in agreement, God is right there, praise God, hallelujah. We always know, praise God, we say when we pray, we say when God, you say when two or three come together in your name, that you are in the midst of us, praise God. Sometimes, great God is trying to tell us sometimes, amen, it is best to grab a hold of somebody that's in the same agreement on one accord with you. Things begin to happen. Things begin to take place. Amen. Praise God. When I begin to hear the Lord speak those words, the power of agreement. There's a power that's in agreement. I don't know what God is trying to tell somebody. Praise God. But I know one thing. He told me, praise God, there's power in agreement when we come on one accord. Praise God. And just like, oh, yes, Holy Spirit. It's just like me and my husband. Praise God. We're asking God to do something for us. So therefore, we have to come together, and it's a power in agreement, praise God. Your prayer partner is power in agreement, praise God. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, praise God, hallelujah, glory to God. They had to come together in prayer, amen, praise God, because something had to be done. So God said, power of agreement, come in agreement with me first, said the Lord thy God. In my first exam, we saw the whole community come together on one mind and a goal and set in motion the action that caused God to take notice. God takes notice when we come on one accord. Oh, y'all, I don't know, praise God, but this is something great. Hey, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus, glory to God, glory to God. It says God take notice when he sees, amen, the power of agreement, amen, praise God. It reminds me, praise God, yes, Holy Spirit, of being in Mount Carmel Church, praise God, hallelujah. And before we would have Bible study, praise God, we would get on our hands and knees and whatever, however we had to do it, praise God, lay prostrate, go before God, get to the pews, amen, praise God. We begin to say, is there a special prayer request, praise God. And when we came on one accord, by time we would get ready to leave the building, phone calls were being made that God had done this and God had done that and God did this and God did this, and look at the miracle. They started seeing the miracles of God because why? We came on one accord in the same place, in Oshanda. We had to still come on one accord, praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit, there is power, saith the Lord thy God, in agreement, praise God. What do you need God to do? I know there's a time time that we go by ourselves. We pray by ourselves. But when this two come together, saith the Lord, two or three come together in my name, I am right there. There is power. I take notice of what you're doing, praise God. And if you are on one accord, one mind, yes, Holy Spirit, it's just like, praise God, yes, I see God. I tell it about Shanda. Glory to God. Glory to God. It's just like being in an orchestra, praise God. And when they practice, amen, they have to be in sync, praise God. Hallelujah. You see everybody, praise God. All of a sudden, they make it a beautiful melody. And that's what God is saying for us today. When we come on one accord, praise God, we make a beautiful melody. Praise God. Hallelujah. We come on one accord. And God, take notice. Yes, Holy Spirit. This is also true even with a smaller group, but with one more positive outcome. It's like when a pastor and the congregation come together, we get a lot more done when we come in agreement versus me standing before you and saying what needs to be done without even asking for your input and agreement. That's sometimes, praise God, we have to get out of this lonely thing, and I'm going to do it by myself. God going to answer me. Yes, he does, praise God. But God says today there is power in agreement. When they came together, that God had to come down because they got God's attention. God had to confuse the language, praise God, that they would not do more damage, amen, praise God. And the thing about it, they got so lifted up because they wanted to make their name great, praise God, hallelujah, glory to God. That's why we come and we give God the praise and we give God the honor. We give God the glory because as you see the blessing of God begin to manifest, amen, praise God, begin to break open for your life, praise God, and the uncommon blessings begin to take place, and the unmerited blessings begin to take place. We're going to give God the glory, amen, because we're coming in agreement. It's our primary key to moving things forward with God, amen, praise God. The prophet, amen, asked this question, do two men walk together unless they have made an agreement or appointment, saith the Lord. This is the word of the Lord. Amos was asking this question as proof of what he was talking about in the whole chapter, praise God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. The word appointment, which is translated agreement in the Bible, amen, praise God. The prophet Amos was referring to the companionship, amen, that existed between the Lord and Israel, which was currently at a risk because Israel behavior, amen, praise God, they are together in covenant. But this fellowship could not last if they continue to be at odds. Oh, come on, somebody. Yes, Holy Ghost. I give you glory, Father. Yes, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. They made sure, praise God, they had to come together, but they could not continue to be at odds, amen, praise God. Remember, the law of cause and effect, based on the law, they could not continue in fellowship, amen, and be at odds because the law would operate to separate them. Come on, God, I give you glory. The Bible says, now turn to Matthew, amen, praise God. That's our chapter, amen, praise God. Matthew 18 and 20. And let's examine what Jesus said about the coming into agreement, amen, praise God. The Bible says, truly I say to you, whatever you shall bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth shall be loose in heaven. Come on, somebody, come with me today. Again, I say to you that if two of you agree on earth, that's the Bible, y'all, about anything that they may ask, it shall be done for them by my Father who is in heaven. For where two or three have gathered in my name, there I am in the midst. That's what the word of the Lord says. In these verses, Jesus speaks to the power of agreement. I'm going to go to a song, amen, hallelujah, and I will be right back. Somebody shout, it's in the power of agreement. Power of agreement. Hallelujah, Jesus. God wants us to come together. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. But you have to be touching the same thing. Touching. You can't get with somebody that's going to pray and not want you to be blessed. Ah, yes, Holy Spirit. There is a power in agreement, saith the Lord. And God knows when it's agreement, he is right there to make things happen. In the name of Jesus.
It was the endless time, God said, not yet. Thought that I would lose my mind, God said, not yet. Thinking about my yesterday, wondering how I got away. Death heard Jesus say, he said, not yet. And I was gonna quit, God said. Then let somebody else handle this, but he said,
not yet.
When I thought that I had done so wrong, feeling like my time was gone. Talking to you. Hear the Lord say, everyone listen to God say, hear the Lord say to you.
Time to throw in the towel. Not yet, y'all. Come on. Hallelujah. Jesus want to do something big in your life. Praise God. So he said, not yet, not yet, not yet. Praise God. Hallelujah. Because somebody shout, there are some big things getting ready to happen in my life. Come on. I want you to do a high five with me. I know I can't see you, but God is getting ready to do something big in your life. Praise God. Hallelujah. So there's no time, amen, praise God, to sit back. Amen. There's no time to procrastinate. Hallelujah. It is time to move forward with the Lord, and we got to be in agreement with our God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Be in agreement, y'all. Come on, let's give God the glory. In this verse, Jesus speaks to the power of agreement. In verses 18, praise God, 18 verse, he says that what we bind or loose on earth will likewise be done in heaven. He is speaking to the authority that we have as Christians, especially when we come into agreement. He is saying that we as a church, we as a people, we as a body have the right to make the decision that will honor by heaven. Come on, somebody. As you read further into the verse 19, he begins to speak directly to the power of agreement. Jesus said, when we come into agreement about anything, God will hear and honor it. But there is one condition. Somebody say, oh my God, there is one condition. Ah, yes, Holy Spirit. For this principle to operate in our lives, we must first be in agreement with Christ Jesus. Come on, somebody. You see, the condition for this to operate in our lives rests on us coming into agreement with those things that Christ himself would do and ask for. Because we just can't go to God and say, you know, oh, God, I want this, I want that, I want this. What is it that God has for you that you and Jesus Christ can come into agreement with? The Bible states many things so we won't get messed up, praise God. It's by the word of the Lord, amen, not by the opposite. It's by the word of God. The word of God, the word of God, the word of God. If it fits with the word of God, then he said, I will do it for you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. It does not matter how many people you have agreeing with you. If you are praying and agreeing outside the will of God, your prayers will go unanswered. But, somebody say, but, when we come into agreement about things we know based on the word of God is the right thing to ask and do, we have a guarantee that God is listening and will honor our request. Jesus said that when two or three of us come together in agreement, he will be in the midst. Oh, come on, somebody. Now consider the opposite. Two or three of you are gathered together at a business meeting and there is no agreement. Come on, somebody. Instead of agreement, there is arguing, strife, fighting, complaining. Amen. Do you think that Jesus is really coming in the midst of all that when he expects more from us? Praise God. I don't believe so. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. We had to get ourselves together. Come on, somebody say, get yourself together. Go repent. Amen. Come into agreement. Amen. Praise God. No, no, no. He don't go for that. He will not be a part of that. Praise God. Hallelujah. But when we get our act together and we walk in with the purpose, with a purpose, and we come in harmony and agreement, Jesus will be in the midst. Do not fool yourself. Jesus is not in every church meeting. He's not in every place. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. He's not in every service. Too many times we bring the devil into, and come on, somebody, in and expect Jesus to join the group. That's not going to happen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Jesus would like to be a part of everything that we do, but there are times when we cannot be because of what we are doing. Oh, come on, somebody. If we want Jesus to be in our midst, we must invite him in. And that's one thing that we sometimes don't do. Have you invited God into your situation? Have you invited God into your job, honey? Have you invited invited God into your finances? Have you invited God into your family? We have to invite him in. The Holy Spirit, welcome, Holy Spirit. You are welcome in this place. You are welcome on my job. You are welcome in my finance. You are welcome in my ministry. You are welcome in my marriage. We have to let him in. Come on, somebody say, let him in. Let him in. Let him in. Let's go in agreement with the Holy Spirit. Let's go in agreement with the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. We do that when we come into agreement in his will. When we come into agreement with God, the impossible becomes possible. Come on, somebody. Come with me today, praise God. We are talking about the power of agreement. In the gospel, when the lepers came into agreement with Jesus, huh? Come on, somebody, they were healed. When the demon-possessed came into agreement with Jesus, the demons had to leave. Come on, somebody. When the sick came into agreement with Jesus, they were healed. When the hungry, come on, the 5,000 came into agreement with Jesus, their stomachs were filled. When Peter came into agreement with Jesus, he walked on water. My God, I give you glory. When we come into agreement with the Lord Jesus Christ, the impossible is possible. Somebody said the impossible is possible. Oh, come on, glory to God, glory to God. Even if it was temporarily, while he was in agreement, he walked on water. When the disciples came into agreement with Jesus, they believed that they could do what he did. Come on, my God, I give you glory. And they went forth, praise God, and did it. So when you come in agreement, praise God, yes, Holy Spirit, that's just like glory to God, glory to God, glory. Let me just say that again because this thing messed me up, praise God. They could do what he did when they went forth and did it. Because why? They came in agreement with Jesus, glory to God, believing that they can do the same thing, praise God, hallelujah, glory to God. When the lame beggar came into agreement with Peter and John, he rose to his feet and walked, amen, praise God, because they came into agreement, praise God. When Paul came into agreement with Jesus on the road of Damascus, amen, he carried forth the message of Christ right in most of the New Testament. He came in agreement with Jesus. What are you doing, praise God? Are you coming in agreement with Jesus that everything that you touch, amen, will prosper, amen, praise God. Everything that you do will prosper. It's called agreement. Am I in agreement with my Lord Jesus Christ, amen, praise God? Am I doing, God, yes, Holy Ghost. Am I doing what God has called me to do, praise God, hallelujah. It's the power of agreement. All these things happened because they was agreement. There was agreement. Remember the story recorded in the 13th chapter of the Gospel of Matthew. Jesus went home to Nazareth for a visit. Amen. While he was there, he began teaching in their synagogue because the people knew him. They questioned his power and his knowledge because they knew him, y'all. They questioned his power and his knowledge. Amen. The Bible says in Matthew 13 and 58, records these words, and he did not do many miracles there because of their unbelief. Although Jesus was willing, many of the people would not come into agreement with him. And God will tell us today, praise God, if they're not in agreement with what I send you at, praise God, wipe the dust off your feet, praise God, and leave that place. Don't eat. They told him, praise God, don't you eat nothing. Nothing there. Don't you stay, don't pray. That's what he told the disciples, praise God. It's at a point when you find yourself, praise God, with people that's supposed to be with you, praise God, hallelujah. They didn't believe Jesus, amen. They didn't believe the miracles. They didn't believe the knowledge. They didn't believe the power. And Jesus, he couldn't do no miracles in that place. Why? Because a of the unbelief. There was no agreement there, although Jesus was willing, y'all. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. When we come into agreement with God, there is nothing we cannot accomplish. When we come into agreement with each other, with Jesus dwelling in our midst, we are more than conquerors, and there is nothing that we cannot do. Are you getting this, y'all? Come on, somebody. What are you missing out on? Amen. If you are not in agreement with God, are you sick? Amen. Are you in agreement with God? Are you hungry? Are you in agreement with God? Are you in trouble? Are you in agreement with God? What are you needing that seems to be impossible? God will make it possible because you come in agreement. God, yes, I know I'm going through this, praise God, but God, I'm coming in agreement with you today. I know you're going to do it, Father God. I know that you're going to, the promises of God is amen. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. When you come into agreement with God, nothing is impossible with the Lord. Oh, come on, somebody. Come on. The power of agreement. Come on, we got to come into agreement. When I come with my husband, we're coming in agreement. We're coming before God, one, praise God, naked before the Lord, coming, touching the same thing because we are one, praise God, and God wants us to be one with him, praise God, allowed him in the midst of it, praise God, hallelujah, glory to God, whoever God connected you with, your divine helper, your one that prays with you, praise God, you have to be in agreement, praise God, with them, praise God. But allow God to come. Allow the Holy Spirit to work, and you will see the miracles of God. Because why? The power. God shows up, y'all. God shows up. He shows up when the power comes together and things begin to happen in the realm of the Spirit. And so shall it be done on earth, because now you are doing things the way God wants you to do. When two or three come together in thy name, I am in the midst of you. Hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying to us today. The power of agreement. My God, I give you glory. Where there is no agreement, arguing, fighting, and all those things, praise God. God is not in that, praise God. He can't be in the midst of the envy and the strife and all that stuff, praise God, the jealousy. Oh, come on, somebody. God is not there. It's the Spirit that's there, praise God. Hallelujah. But when you come together as one, my God, I give you glory. You have to know, praise God. Hallelujah. Whom you're touching in agreement. Praying with, praise God. You know, let me just share a story, and I'm going to close out, and I'm going to pray, praise God. At the hospital, being a chaplain, and her name also is Reverend Harris, Carolyn Harris, praise God, and myself, praise God. There was one room, praise God. Every time you turn around, praise God, there was somebody that was passing away. Every time somebody would go to that room, praise God, hallelujah, that person, that whoever went to that room, they would pass away. So they called downstairs, and they called for me and her to come up, praise God, because they wanted whatever was going on in that room, they wanted that spirit out of that room, praise God. Let me tell you something, the spirits are real, y'all. The spirits are real, and y'all might not think so, praise God, but things do happen. So what happened, praise God, when they called us together, we came together and we prayed, and they could not believe because God was in the midst of us, and we prayed the prayer of faith, and we prayed, and we walked around that room. We anointed that room, and from that day forward, praise God, there was no more death. Everybody was going home, praise God. We don't know what happened in that room. We can't even fathom. Only God knows. But when you come together, things begin to happen, and we didn't want no glory because we know the Spirit of God was there. We know that we was coming in the Spirit of the living God. Hallelujah. The same way, praise God, that he said about Paul and all of them, praise God, they came in agreement. They was able to do miracles, and that's what God is saying. And without that, praise God, we are nothing without the Holy Spirit, praise God. So there has to be a power of agreement, and I want you to know today, praise God, with it being said, God wants you to prosper in everything that you put your hand to do, but you have to get in agreement with the Spirit of the living God. He wants to bless you, and something big is going to happen. happen. God is going to bless you. Praise God. Hallelujah. But can you get in agreement with the Holy Spirit? Can you grab hands with somebody that, glory to God, that believes just like you believe, praise God, and believe even greater than you do, praise God. Things begin to happen because you get God's attention, y'all. Oh, my God, I give you glory. We thank the Lord today for his grace and his mercy. We don't want to be like them that built the Tower of Babel. They wanted to make a name for themselves. And they was all on one accord doing the same thing. But God knew their hearts, and he knew, amen, praise God, that could not happen. So he came down and interrupted everything. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. God wants to bless you. Let us trust the Lord with all our hearts, and let us not lean to our own understanding, but in all our ways acknowledge him, and allow God to bless us and let him direct our path. Amen. Let us pray. And I'm going to give you a song after I'm finished, y'all. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, thank you, thank you for coming on the Hour of Power and Praise. Amen. With no other than the one and only. Amen, Dr. Carolyn McNeil. Bless you all. Father God, we just thank you. We thank you, Father, for your goodness and your mercy, Father God, in the name of Jesus. God, we ask, Father God, that you will continue to have your way in our lives, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We ask that you continue, God, to move by your mighty power. Bless all the ones that came on today, Lord God. God, bless their homes, bless their ministry, bless their children, bless their finances, God. Oh, yes, Holy Spirit, bless their spouses, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, keep your arms around us, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. And, Father God, I pray for a fresh wind today, a fresh breeze, oh, God, today, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. God, we thank you for the wind of change, God. We thank you, Lord God, for the power of agreement, God. We thank you, Lord God, that we know that you are here because, God, you said when two or three come together in thy name, Father, you are in the midst, oh God. So, God, all the ones that listen to me, God, I'm touching, agreeing with them, God, for whatever they need from you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, if we be on one accord, one mind, God, in the double shanda, that you are blessed, Father God, in the name of Jesus. So, Father, have your way in their life. Move by your mighty power. These things I pray in your Son Jesus' name. Now unto him that is able to keep us from falling, present us faultless before the presence of his glory, with exceeding joy. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory, majesty, dominion, power. Let us say amen, amen, and amen. God bless you, God bless you, God bless you. Enjoy the song and enjoy your night. God bless you. Amen.
And hear the cry of your people, God. God. That you're crying tonight. Yes, Lord. And we've been waiting, God.
Now we're crying, heaven sent.
get some people who have some seeds in the ground to just begin to declare that. Just help me out. I just want to hear you sing it. Say, we've been praying. We've been sowing. Now we're crying. Come on, say it real big. Say it. Come on, can you just say it one more time in this room? Let faith rise with you. Come on, say it. Say, we've been praying. We've been sowing. Now we're crying. Let me tell you something. Rain only matters to those who have seed in the ground. If you don't have seed in the ground, rain is a nuisance. But if you've been planting some things and you've been praying some things, when the rain comes, you can expect a harvest. Follow. This is for everybody who's been sowing a seed in a dry season. And you keep saying, I wonder where my harvest is. The harvest is connected to the rain. I'm telling you, there's a revival coming to this land. God is about to send the rain to this land. And every seed that you've sown and every prayer that you pray is about to come forth and harvest. That's why we say, we've been praying.